From NPR in Los Angeles, I'm Tavis Smiley. What Harlem is to New York, Bronzeville was to Chicago. It was considered the black Mecca of the Midwest in the first part of the 20th century. It was not uncommon, we're told, to spot on any given day the likes of writer Langston Hughes and singer Ella Fitzgerald hanging out in the neighborhood. But over time, the elegant, wide, grand boulevard of Bronzeville, like the community itself, gave way to decay. Now, with an influx of mainly black professionals in the area, Bronzeville is experiencing an economic revival, and that is being greeted with ambivalence by many longtime residents. From Chicago, Monique Carradine reports.
A walk through historic Bronzeville quickly reveals a community of contrasts. From one block to the next, dilapidated gray stones and abandoned lots sit alongside expensive new homes and condos costing as much as $400,000. On 47th Street, one of Bronzeville's main thoroughfares, there is constant traffic. Fancy SUVs and cars that have seen better days compete for space on this crowded road. Two stories above the street, the L train stops every 10 minutes or so, picking up young black and white professionals and the unemployed. All are learning to negotiate cultural differences in this radically changing community.
What we have to do is try to bring the money and the brain power back to the community because they ran and left after open housing.
Chicago Alderman Dorothy Tillman has spearheaded much of the change in Bronzeville. She talked about her vision for the neighborhood that she's called home since the 1960s in the lobby of a trendy new restaurant opening soon on 47th Street.
We want to develop a community from a holistic perspective, one that you work in, that you play in, and that you live in, and also sleep. What have happened in our communities have been that you only sleep here. When you wanted to play, or you wanted to do work or anything else, you left the community.
The end result is a burgeoning community now enjoying conveniences that were unheard of 5 years ago. A coffee house hosts young musicians and poets. Popular authors frequently appear at the Afrocentric bookstore, while plays and concerts are performed at the recently opened Harold Washington Cultural Center, which bears the name of Chicago's first black mayor. This is dramatically different from the Bronzeville of 20 years ago. In the 1980s, Bronzeville had been overrun by drugs, gangs, boarded up stores, and fields of weeds and bottles. In short, a wasteland. Still, many longtime residents, like community activist Kubla Ture, stayed.
Because I loved it. This is my roots. This is my base. You know, I've seen people come and go. I can remember when 47th Street was a blooming street. It was like the Mecca of the South Side of Chicago, you know, and the tradition, the richness that they had. And I feel that I want to see that come back again.
But some are concerned about what will happen to working class residents like Ture as urban communities like Bronzeville undergo renewal. Brent Ryan is co-director of the City Design Center and assistant professor of urban planning at the University of Illinois at Chicago.
Despite the perception of these inner city neighborhoods as places with severe problems, if you look, actually the majority of households are often stable households. They may be low income, but they're certainly contributing to social stability of those neighborhoods. And what happens not only in Bronzeville but in older neighborhoods around the city is that as rental units are converted to condominiums, which then go on the market for several hundreds of thousands of dollars, it decreases the living choices for the lower income households in those neighborhoods. Some people argue that there's a tremendous amount of displacement. Other people argue that there's ordinarily a large amount of displacement that happens anyways, and that gentrification is not contributing to a substantially larger amount of displacement than you would otherwise see.
I mean, all of these were empty lots when I first moved over here. As a matter of fact, this was
3 years ago, Latrice Spann, a black 20-something radio executive, purchased a new three-bedroom home in Bronzeville.
I believe it gives the area character. I'm not afraid to live around my people, and I believe that when you treat people well, I mean, when you treat people like they are people, that kind of minimizes the tension. When I wake up and I go outside and I water my grass in the morning, I speak to my neighbors, because we all, I mean, I'm a part of their community. I didn't grow up here in Bronzeville. So while I see poverty, I oftentimes believe that to some extent, we become an inspiration you know, to those in this area, because just like we're not used to living down here, they're not used to seeing us down here.
Spann says the mix of upper middle class and lower income single people and families adds to the richness of this historic community.
I believe in Black community. I believe what makes up a community, we all need to come together and enrich this community. I don't want to live anywhere where it's too extreme, you know what I mean? Where I'm around a whole bunch of white folks and around a whole bunch of poor folks. I think all of us need to come together and make it a diverse community. So I think I bring diversity to some extent.
But Spann is aware of the tensions that have risen in the wake of Bronzeville's newly found popularity among the upper middle class.
Within the next 5 years, I see you will see an influx of whites moving into this area.
Longtime residents like Teray have mixed feelings about the changes taking place in their beloved neighborhood.
And it will become more like a real melting pot.
And is that good or bad?
It's bad in one sense and might be good in another sense. And bad in the sense that we're going to lose a lot of our own personal culture.
Alderman Tillman insists that Bronzeville's evolution is not just about urban renewal. It's about ownership, a concept she suggests is still somewhat undervalued by many African Americans.
In every ethnic group have their own. You have Chinatown, Greek town, little village. Everywhere you go, there's a Chinatown. A little village is a Hispanic community, Latino community, Greek town, Lithuanian. Even the Vietnamese that we had a war with and now have a town. You know, we just need ours.
Dorothy Tillman peers through the door of the new 47th Street Marketplace that looks out on the new cultural center.
This is going to be the headquarters for Blackness.
She speaks proudly of Bronzeville and hopes it will serve as an example nationwide of how African American communities can be revived and renewed.
Well, if we stay the course and don't give up, and understand it's gonna be a little hard. I see our clubs, I see our restaurants, I see our food, all kind of shops. I see housing, I see little children playing. I see a booming community that African American played a role in economically.
For the Tavis Smiley Show, I'm Monique Carradine.